Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about bullies. And we're also getting to talk about how bullies relate to sales.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yet. We want you to do your best.
So, yeah. Stelly, you're going to lead the way on this because it's a topic that I think is on your mind for a bunch of reasons.
Yeah. So, I've been teaching salespeople for a long time how to deal with bully prospects. So, if you're in sales, you know, once in a while, you will run into a prospect that is going to be unreasonably aggressive, right? Kind of a bully personality. And typically, salespeople, they'll have they'll feel overwhelmed by this, which is normal. As a human being, like if I call somebody and they start screaming at me, my first reaction is overwhelming. It's like, whoa, what the hell is going on here, right? There's a certain level of like overwhelmment / intimidation that's the natural first response if you're not somebody that's dealing with bullies all day long and is prepared for this. But then most sales reps, you know, most people, they look at a bully as somebody that is intimidatingly strong and that will put fear in them. And then usually they will either submit to that person's demand or requests. Or in some rare cases, they've learned to kind of overreact in response to the overreaction of the bully, right? So the bully screams and then the salesperson screams back. Right? But the interpretation is that somebody that's super dominant, super pushy, super aggressive is probably a strong human. I've learned over a long period of time in sales and with that in life in general, that bullies are just afraid themselves, right? There's no reason. If I call you, Heaton, and I try to sell you something, there's no reason for you to have to scream at me. You have the power to just hang up, right? I cannot force you to buy anything. I'm on the phone with you. There's really no reason for you to go nuts and start screaming profanities at me and anything. There's no reason for that. The reason why most people or why the bullies will be overly aggressive is because they are afraid. There's a certain level of insecurity that the salesperson is going to sell them something they don't want. And in order to, because they're so insecure and so afraid of being sold something they don't want, they overreact in like attacking mode, right? Or sometimes people that are bullies in negotiations, they're so afraid of being taken advantage of that they're, you know, unreasonable in how aggressive they are in asking for what they want. If you're truly confident, there's a certain calm and coolness that comes with real confidence that bullies don't have because they don't have real confidence. And once you realize that when somebody screams, it's not that they're that confident and that strong, is that they're that insecure right now or overwhelmed themselves, then you can deal with it better. And I've taught salespeople for a long time now that the best reaction to somebody that's a prospect that's a bully or screams or goes all nuts is to stay cool, calm, and collected. And that cool and calmness is actually going to make them submit. Because usually when they scream, they're used to people submitting to them. So when you smile at them and you go, whoa, 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 this is totally unreasonable. I understand that you feel overwhelmed. I understand that this is something you're not interested in right now. This is not a way to talk, but here's how we can move forward and leave this past us. If you can talk to them totally cool, totally calm, totally collected, when they're losing their mind, they're going to submit. Something in their subconscious is going to tell them, shit, this guy seems so dominant that I cannot intimidate that person. Probably that person is really successful, maybe I should listen. Same thing with like bullies in the schoolyard. When somebody screams at you and tells you that they're going to hit you, if you don't show fear, it's going to actually intimidate them, make you much less of a interesting target for their bullying and their attacking. And the reason why I thought about this, and you know, I'll share this little story and then I'm dying to hear your experience with this because I'd like to expand it away from just prospects and sales to, you know, board members that are bullies, co-founders that are bullies. You know, we talked a little bit about customers, but I'd like to talk a bit maybe about like investors or board members that are bullies as kind of another perspective for a founder or startup, how to deal with these type of people. But the reason I thought about this recently is that in Muay Thai class, I do a lot of martial arts, as people know that have been listening to this podcast for a long time. I'm very passionate about it. So recently, I went to a new school again. And anytime you go to a new school, you meet a bunch of new people, you do sparring with them. And typically sparring is this idea that we are pretending to be in a fight. We have all this petting and all on, but we go a lot lighter than in a fight. And we go more technical, and it's about skill development in realistic scenarios. It's not about hurting each other. But in every martial arts school on earth, probably, there's always one or two bullies. There's always some people that show up in that class that didn't get the memo and they really want to fight, right, when you do sparring with them. And usually what happens is if you tell these people, hey, please go lighter, they actually go harder, right? The more you tell them, hey, go easy, this is too hard for me, the harder they go. And I had a similar situation recently where I had a guy in sparring that was like this monster of a muscle-bound, aggressive-looking dude. And when we started light and technical sparring, he went berserk on me and just like was swinging for the fences as if he wanted to knock my head off. And again, first I got overwhelmed, then I just controlled the situation, defended myself, and then you constantly switch partners in sparring, so I was kind of done with it. But then the second time we sparred, he was even more aggressive. And then I had to think about, like, how do I deal with this guy? Because I don't want to have to, like, feel overwhelmed every time I go to training. I don't want this to lower the fun I have when I go to training. So how do I deal with him? I cannot avoid him. He's just there. I can't do anything about that. I cannot run to the trainer to him. This is not school. And even in school, it's a bad idea to run to the trainer and try to let them know that somebody's bullying you. It's not going to make people respect you. I cannot tell him to go easy because he's only going to go harder. I'm very nice to people in training. I was overly nice to him. And I feel like he misinterpreted that niceness for weakness. So the only way so I thought about it for a day or so. And then I thought, all right, the only way to deal with this is to escalate. If he goes really hard, I will go really hard back, and then I go easy again, and then I'll basically tell him through actions, not through words, we can go hard or we can go easy. It's your choice, dude. But if you want to go hard, it's going to come with consequences. You're not just going to hit me hard. I'm going to hit hard back. You're not going to like it. So I thought about that. He wasn't around for a couple of weeks. So I was like, every time I went to training, I was waiting for him to show up. And I'm like, no, he's not here. I cannot try this. And then just recently, a couple of days ago, he showed up at training. I sought him out for sparring. So I was like, yeah, I was waiting for you. Let's go. Let's spar. And then as always, I started light and technical. He goes super hard and I would go hard back. And I was hitting him a lot more than he was hitting me. And eventually I hit him quite hard with a hit in the liver and he kind of collapsed on all fours. And that was the end of our sparring. I apologized. I really didn't mean to do that. I just hit him at the right spot at the right time. And because we weren't going easy, it hurt him a lot. And that was that. You know, that was that end of sparring. I was like, all right, let's see how the next sparring will go. This went well for me this time. And when training was over and we went to the locker room, it was the most cliche scenario ever. It was like almost like in a movie. I had to really concentrate not to laugh. Because the moment I went into the changing rooms, locker rooms, he looks at me and he starts going, hey, dude. And I'm like, hey. And he's like, how long have you been doing Muay Thai? And in my head, I'm like, this guy has never spoken to me before, right? And now here he is.